The New York State Legislature is nearing the April 1st deadline to complete its budget. North Country Assemblyman D. Billy Jones, a 115th District Democrat who represents Clinton, Franklin, and part of St. Lawrence counties, talks about the ongoing negotiations in the Assembly.
We put out our one-house budget last week. The Senate put out their one-house budget last week as well, and the governor obviously put his out in the middle of January. So there are some differences there, and there are ways which we can raise revenue, differences in that. But I think we're working on getting to an agreement here, and hopefully we'll have a budget by April 1st.
What do you think that budget is going to look like?
Well, I hope it looks like how it can benefit the North Country as much as possible. The Assembly has put in a substantial raise in education funding, foundation aid in particular. We raised the overall budget $1.5 billion and foundation aid $1.2 billion, and I think that's very important. I know that's very important because that's what our local schools in the North Country depend on, for resources to educate our children. So I'm hoping we can keep that increase in there. Our public schools need it. And it's extremely important for our rural schools in the North Country to have that.
Also leading up to this point in the budget, we saw the pilot payment proposal for the Adirondack State lands. Last week, you noted that it had been rejected. Is there any chance that could reappear?
Well, I was very happy that I helped get it out of the one-house budget resolution from the Assembly. And the Senate did the same thing. I think it would have hurt our towns and counties in the North Country and the Adirondacks because it dealt with forest preserve land and state lands. The governor had proposed in his budget to go to a pilot agreement. I think the most fair way to do it is the way we're doing it now. Let the towns assess it and the state make those payments on the assessment. Like I said, the Senate and the Assembly here took it out. And the governor still does have it in. I think we can get to an agreement to keep it out.
You mentioned that the Senate, Assembly, and the Executive each have their versions of the budget. The Senate has some policy items within its budget. Do you believe any policy items should be mixed with the fiscal plan?
I've always been under the belief that the budget should be budget. As far as putting too much policy into a budget, I'm not a big believer in that because I think we should just concentrate on the budget itself. And any policy that really depends on financial assistance, I mean, I'm okay with that to an extent, but I'm under the belief that the budget should be about the numbers.
A couple non-budget items, Assemblyman Jones. You held a school safety roundtable last week in the district. What did you learn?
We had law enforcement there, teachers, administrators, board members from various school districts, and students, and members from all over my assembly district in those fields, discussing how we keep our children safe in our schools and how we keep our schools safer. There were people of different opinions that were intrigued, I think, by the idea of arming teachers. But the overall discussion from law enforcement, parents, teachers, was that they didn't want teachers armed. But, the overall opinion was that they did want an armed resource officer in the school building. I think we had a great discussion on trying to get the most advanced training methods, maybe some uniform policy behind that, because school districts are kind of left out there on their own. You know, in active shooting scenarios, they're mandated to do a few of them every year. But there's really no uniform policy on how we get there. So I think a good discussion on that came out of how we can update those methods or get the most updated methods out to our school districts in some kind of uniform policy.
What are your thoughts on Cynthia Nixon challenging Governor Cuomo?
That's a good question. Hey, you know what? We live in a democracy, and anybody can run for anything. And I think we've proven that over the past couple of years. here in this country as a whole. So, I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out. You know, I think she's, you know, she's probably going to challenge him more so in New York, in the New York City region. I don't know how well she is known in the upstate regions, but, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out. And it's a long time to election day. So, you know, like I said, it's a democracy. Anybody can run. And we'll have to see how it plays out.
So do you back Governor Cuomo for re-election?
Do I back Governor Cuomo for re-election? Well, like I said, we'll have to see how it plays out. I can agree with a lot of things the governor has done, but we're just getting started in the election year. I have an election to think of myself, so I really haven't dug down into the details in that yet.
Assemblyman Jones is a member of the General Government and Local Assistant Joint Budget Subcommittee. He also serves on the Committees on Aging, Agriculture, Small Business, and the Committee on Economic Development, Job Creation, Commerce, and Industry. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.